In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
So that's the sound of a hay drill. So I'm out on the farm, so to speak, today with Dee Brazier and Ed Shoecraft. And Dee is, of course, the ag agent for Crittenden County. She's testing hay bales for the fair. So what is this contraption? This is a battery-powered drill, and it looks like a grease gun on the end, but it's not.
It does look like a grease gun. No, this is a special tool that we use to core into the center of bales, and it pulls the center part of the bale samples out. And we send those samples off to labs, and we test for crude protein, the energy level, several different things we test nutrition-wise on hay. So we sort of get a food label for the hay.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, is this something how for the fair as well?
Yeah, so this is actually for the fair. We do this with the fair in conjunction. We've done it in the past with the Kentucky Department of Ag, and they're the ones who generally test it. Mm-hmm. This year, we're working with UK Lab to run the test, and we'll see what results are and get placements for the farmers, and then the farmers can use this to come back and do sort of nutrition analysis on what to feed their cattle, how to supplement, so that they get the proper nutrition.
And how many bales will you sample here in this area?
So each sample is generally about 10 to 15 bales. Sometimes we'll do 20 bales so that we get a good number, because a certain part of the field may be a little better than the other. You know, one part may have a little more weeds or something, so we don't want to sample just that area. We want to get a good overall representative.
Now, Ed, do you do this every year?
Yeah, I've been doing it for the last, what?
I sort of say this seventh or eighth year we've done it.
I did it several years.
And you you cut hay on several farms. Do you do it just all of them each year, or do you kind of randomly pick one?
No, we've been going around to different places and we got one more place to go after this.
Well, it's a nice warm day for it, folks. Yes. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. It is
a nice warm day.
So everyone is getting ready for the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair, which kicks off this weekend, gets underway the first Saturday of the fair. This will be the Lions Club Truck and Tractor Pull. It will be in the evening, 7 p.m., out at the fairgrounds. And then the fair will continue all next week with the pageants on Tuesday night. And then a whole list of fair events the rest of the week, next week. And then kind of the highlight, as most folks would say, is the Demolition Derby. And it will be on August 2nd. That'll be Saturday night, a week from this coming Saturday. So the lots going on to get ready for the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair. And later in the week on our Thursday program, I'll have new Lions Club president Matt Tinsley on the show to talk about a new event at the fair this year. I think everybody believes it's going to be a big hit. It's a family night event and lots of activities and fun stuff for the entire family, particularly for the young ones. We're going to take a break and hear from one of our sponsors. This podcast is supported by advertising, and we will hear from one of our fine advertisers, Brennan Cruz.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Well, we're never one to toot our own horn, but as the famous St. Louis Cardinal Baseball Hall of Famer Dizzy Dean once said. Of course, he was back in the, 1930s when Dizzy Dean played baseball, 20s, 30s. He had a famous quote that said something to the effect that if you done it, it ain't bragging. Of course, Dizzy Dean was quite the character, and he was later a broadcaster for the St. Louis Cardinals. I say that to tell you about an award that the Crittenden Press has recently won for its reporting on Marion's OD alarm bell. It was an article back in February of 2024 where we reported on a series of fentanyl-related deaths in the area and the alarms that did and should continue to be setting off. And we won a national award, top award in the nation for that type of reporting. And we'll be presented that honor in Minneapolis, Minnesota later in the fall. But this week in the Crittenden Press, we're going back to that article, pulling some information out of it and updating it with some new information on fentanyl arrests in the area and how prevalent the drug is, but most of all, how serious this thing can be. You know, youngsters have a tendency to experiment with drugs and alcohol. We all know that. And this is a drug that can kill you in a second if you take it. The article we'll represent, repackage, and have in the press this week will tell you about how, you know, teenagers, young adults can think they're getting some sort of a pill, you know, like a hydrocodone or some other type of opioid that they think they're going to get a little buzz or good feeling out of, and it turns out that it's fentanyl or laced with fentanyl, and it can kill you in a heartbeat. And a lot of people have explained that to us for the article that we did, and then again are rehashing this week in the press, including the medical examiner, state medical examiner, coroner over in Madisonville, local coroner, I should say, Brad Gilbert here in Marion, and Robin Colonel, who is a nurse, and just a number of folks, Chief Bobby West, who see this up front and understand the grave consequences of fentanyl in our community. So wanted to, again, repackage that, run it in the Crittenden Press this week and share it with you today. Grab that and read it if you're a parent and have a conversation with your children about it. Having the conversation is very important. Maybe the most important thing you ever do for your child and yourself. You know, if it's a grandchild that you love dearly and care about, share this information with them. Or maybe it's a neighbor. Just share it. Again, educate yourself a little bit by reading the article that's repackaged in the Crittenden Press this coming Thursday. And some other things around the community. This week, Marion City Council will meet tonight. That will be at 5 p.m. at City Hall. Down in Fredonia, the city council will meet at 7 p.m. tonight. Tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. at the Marion Welcome Center, the Tourism Commission will meet. And for all you Kentucky basketball fans, this weekend, Owe and Noah, Otago Owe and Trent Noah, two basketball players for the Kentucky Wildcats, will be down at Kentucky Oaks Mall in Paducah. They'll be signing free autographs if you're one of the first 75 people in line. After that, there is a charge for those autographs. I think it was $50. But you can get down there and meet them and take a picture with them. That's free. So if you enjoy Kentucky basketball and want to rub shoulders a little bit with some of these stars of today, go down to Paducah again Saturday at 1 p.m. In sports, the Rocket football team was on the road this past weekend playing 7-on-7. That's a passing competition. It's It's offense against defense. They wear their helmets, but no shoulder pads or anything else. And they play a passing game. It's kind of like we used to do in the backyard, playing flag football or touch football, just to kind of get their offense in rhythm and ready for the upcoming football season. Crittenden's boys played down at Murray on Friday night, and then they had a lineman challenge, which was really a neat deal. You know, they did some farmers walks where they carry the big guys, the linemen carry these weights in a race, and then they had tire tubes that the kids had to fight over, kind of, you know, proving your own strength and agility and balance. It's really interesting to watch. Of course, the rains and lightning were problematic Friday and Saturday as the team went up to Evansville on Saturday in a huge event. Probably, I don't know, 20-plus teams were up there, and gosh, it started raining and lightning, and they had delays and eventually canceled it mid-afternoon. But the boys didn't fare so well in their competitions, had a couple of key guys out with injuries already. I mean, we're just in preseason, but Caden Hyard and Braden Poindexter, we call him Pointy, he didn't play. He or Caden either won because of some injuries. They just didn't want to put him out there and take a chance with the football season just around the corner. The preseason scrimmages will be on August the 8th at Murray High School, and August 15th at Madisonville. Again, those are preseason scrimmages, and those are full-blown scrimmages with the pads and helmets and linemen and the whole deal, just like a regular football game. And then the regular season will open at Marshall County on August 22nd, and the first home game, August 29th, Union County will be here at Crittenden County, and that'll be big crowd, always is, when Crittenden and Union go at it on the football field. All fall sports are getting underway. Even though school has yet to begin, still a few weeks away, about 4 weeks away for school to start. But the sports teams, the athletic programs, volleyball, golf, that are fall sports, they are already getting underway. Soccer. All that will start here in the coming weeks, couple of weeks. Golf, I think their first match is actually next week or the week after. That's coming up pretty quickly. We're going to talk with Coach Devin Belt about the golf schedule a little later on this program, probably on Thursday. It's the first fall sport that really gets going in their regular season, so we want to touch base with them right off the bat. Also want to remind you that middle school football practice is underway, and Coach Ethan Dossett says anyone that's interested in playing needs to show up at practice. They go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday nights. They're on campus on the practice field 5 to 7 p.m. So if you know someone interested in playing middle school football, get them out there as soon as you can, because their season will start here in a couple of weeks as well. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.